If you didn't quite recognize the language in that song, it's because it's an indigenous Latin American language. NPR's Jasmine Garst is here to explain. She is the co-host of Alt Latino, NPR's weekly music podcast. She is joined usually by her cohort, Felix Contreras. Felix is away this week, so Jazz is flying solo. Happy to have you here as always.
Hi.
Okay, so Jasmine, when we think of Latin American music, usually we think Spanish, maybe Portuguese. You brought in something really different. Tell us more about this song.
This is Luzmila Carpio. She's a very traditional folk singer from Bolivia who sings in Quechua, a language spoken in a lot of countries in South America. And this is this awesome movement that's happening in South America. It's led by the ZZK Collective in Argentina. And it's these inner city DJs that mix beats with traditional indigenous and folk songs for the dance floor.
Very cool.
And you end up getting something like this.
So tell us more about the, is there a story in this song? What are we hearing?
Well, yeah, this is, I mean, Luzmila Carpio tells folk stories, and this, I have a really hard time saying this name, and you, if anyone speaks Quechua out there, I'm sorry, I'm butchering your language. Amautaiku Abelino Sinani. Huh. And it's a Captain Planet remix. And she basically sings folk songs, like traditional folk legends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so next you are bringing us a song from Guatemala.
Well, one of the reasons why I got the idea to do a show for Alt Latino about indigenous lyrics and music sung in indigenous languages is that when I was living in Mexico and in traveling through Central America recently, I just would never stop finding out about a new language.
Huh.
And under the umbrella of Mayan languages, there are so many. There's, you know, there's Kakchikel, Mam, Quiche. And next up, I brought you a rapper named Sutu Baktunkan, and he speaks Sutuhil, which is a Mayan language.
Cool. And there's like this spoken word kind of hip-hop vibe,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I think it's amazing, but not surprising. You know, hip-hop is everywhere in the world, as we know. But also, if you think about it, Mexico and Central America have such a close relationship with the U.S., you know, for better and for worse. They're just like, it's like a revolving cultural door. Mm. So it makes a lot of sense that hip-hop is very present in Central America.
Okay, so we've talked about some electronic music, a little hip-hop perhaps. Now you've got something in the rock vein?
Yeah, a lot of our listeners loved this next band. They're from southern Mexico, from the state of Chiapas. They speak another Mayan language, Tzotzil, and the song is called Jilol, and the band is Vallijel.
I like it. Do you understand what they're saying? I mean, do you understand this? No.
I know it's about something about curandero, like someone who is a natural healer, but I don't understand this language. No, I just
now you know how I feel when you and Felix bring in things in Spanish.
I just appreciate the beautiful music, and I just love the sound of some of these languages, you know?
Very cool. Thanks so much for stopping by. You can hear Jasmine Garst and her co-host, Felix Contreras, on their weekly music podcast. It is called NPR's Alt Latino. Thanks so much, Jess.
Thank you.